This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. H5 bird flu has been spreading in mammals and infecting dairy cattle, poultry, and wild birds in Colorado this year, especially in the northwestern part of the state. It's also an issue for domestic animals. The state health department's Dr. Alexis Burakoff spoke Monday to a webinar of city and county public health officials from around the U.S.
We've also seen a number of cats testing positive for H5N1 in the same region of Colorado and continue to follow up with their household contacts as well.
Vets advise limiting cats' unsupervised time outside and monitoring pets for signs of illness. Authorities say the Alexander Fire burning west of Loveland in Larimer County has burned more than 350 acres west of Loveland this afternoon. Gary Wemsley is one evacuee from the area. He says he was getting ready to change the oil in his truck when his neighbor came and told him about the fire.
It looked like it was coming right over the ridge by our house, but as I pulled out and I looked up, it's one ridge back. So I really could have pushed the envelope a little bit, I suppose, and waited a little longer.
Okay.
I had the car turned around and pointed downhill, ready to go.
Highway 34 remains closed, and Larimer County says to avoid Horsetooth Reservoir, which is being used for firefighting purposes. Denver janitors have come to a tentative agreement with city cleaning companies averting a strike. SEIU Local 105 reached the tentative agreement on Saturday, which will give workers a 16% to 18% raise and guarantee paid sick leave. The new contract, which will be ratified this week, covers 2,400 janitors working across the Metro Denver area. This is CPR News.